Well,
Hello, good evening. My name is Jay from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a registered voter on the state of Maryland? Can you share your opinion?
I am.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Now, I'm sorry, flooding, the storms and the wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, the heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging than ever. Now, how concerned are you personally, ma'am, about the climate change in Maryland? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned. Thank you, ma'am. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Now, would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 2 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, will you support or oppose this bill? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, in recent analysis, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Now, will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard, ma'am? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly opposed. Thank you. Now, moving on. I'm going to read you real quick the list of various proposals being considered by the state making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Now, after each statement or each proposal, ma'am, please indicate whether you support or oppose their proposal. Now, the first proposal is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you support this strongly, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. And their proposal of expanding quality health care. Will you support or oppose this?
I guess it depends question. I guess support.
Support strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat,
okay. How about the proposal of protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise? Will you support or oppose this?
Oppose.
Oppose strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay? And there is no right or wrong answers, okay? Now, if you don't feel like sharing your opinion or you think it's more complicated than just a no answer, just let me know so we can move on, okay?
Okay.
I appreciate your patience, ma'am.
I think it all depends on what's in the plan. I mean, you got to read the fine print.
No, I understand. Believe me, it's more complicated. And I'm sure you're going to get more information before it comes out on the ballot. But thank you for doing it for the sake of a research, ma'am. I appreciate you. Now, in the proposal of increasing access to public transportation in Maryland, will you support or oppose this proposal?
Support.
Support somewhat or strongly support?
Support somewhat.
Somewhat. How about the proposal of improving electrical grid reliability? Support strongly, somewhat, oppose somewhat, or oppose strongly?
That's kind of a difficult one. I don't want to answer that one.
No
again,
problem.
I don't know
we can move on.
I don't know what they're looking to do to support. I don't know why they're not
Well, they're just trying to improve the electrical grid reliability. That's what the proposal is going to say.
So,
understood. Well, we can move on, man. Now, how about the proposal of installing air conditioning buildings that need it? Will you support or oppose this proposal?
Support.
Support strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
How about the proposal of providing immediate relief after a natural disaster? Will you support or oppose this?
Support strongly.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change? Now, I'm going to read a few statements. After each statement, you tell me if that statement is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Okay, here's the first one. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Now, is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next one. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engage in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, how convincing is this statement to you, ma'am? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay, and the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis, a disaster, are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Now, how convincing is that statement? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not too convincing.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state of Maryland to be fully electric and free of outside fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Diminish,
okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Diminish,
okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Diminish.
Thank you, ma'am. And will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to the consumers? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly opposed. Thank you, ma'am. We finish this up right now. If the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote after for the president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Ro?
I'm sorry, who was the last one?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent.
I don't like all three. I guess I'll take you independent, Kennedy.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Okay. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. It will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. But in which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
18 to 34.
Thank you. Now, which body are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, what is your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.